Hello, and thanks for joining us on another edition of McAllen News Update. I'm Crystal Garcia.
And I'm Roy Cantu. The McAllen Police Department released the McAllen Crime Report 2023 earlier this month. The City of McAllen participates in the U.S. Department of Justice FBI Uniform Crime Reporting System, a nationwide statistical data reporting effort. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez reported to the state of Texas that McAllen has seen decreases in volume and rates across all crime statistics. He states the McAllen crime volume against persons decreased by 2.2%. Crimes against property decreased by 2.4%. Also in crime statistics for 2023, crime rates against people decreased by 3.4%. Crimes against property decreased by 3.6%, with a total decrease in crime rate by 3.4%. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez credits the McAllen residents for being good stewards of the community.
We are succeeding. They are succeeding. The number one player in every community to keeping a community safe is its citizenry, its members of the community. They're the ones that protect their property. They're the ones that protect themselves. They're the ones that participate in the criminal justice process. They're the ones that we resort to do the job that we do.
Chief Rodriguez says McAllen residents recognize the importance of electing good fiscal and political leaders in the community who support the men and women at the McAllen Police Department. He further went on to thank and recognize the men and women of the McAllen Police Department for their selfless law enforcement service, their hard work, and the successful outcomes of their tireless efforts to help keep McAllen safe.
A financial services company has ranked McAllen in the top 10 out of 113 U.S. cities, finding McAllen one of the most affordable places for working adults. This ranking was compiled by reviewing factors such as cost of living, which was considered the highest priority. Following the cost of living was being close to family, safety, and employment opportunities. McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos says the growing city is continuously striving to be the best, both regionally and nationally.
We keep on ranking among the best, and not just statewide, but nationally. And of course, we attribute that to good government, to good administration, and at the very end, good residents.
And that's not all. According to U.S. News, McAllen is ranked as the ninth best place to live in Texas.
The McAllen International Airport welcomes Aeroméxico to McAllen with a direct flight to Mexico City. City of McAllen leaders, members of the McAllen Chamber of Commerce, McAllen Economic Development Corporation, and other local business and civic representatives held a press conference to make the announcement about Aeroméxico's direct flight to Mexico City from McAllen. Starting in February, Aeroméxico will conveniently connect McAllen to Mexico City, a top business destination with cultural offering, world-class gastronomy, and endless leisure opportunities. The new partnership will allow McAllen to continue to establish key economic connections with Mexico and beyond. Aeroméxico has opened ticket sales for daily nonstop service from McAllen International Airport to Mexico City via Felipe Ángeles International Airport.
The deadline to apply for the Small Business Administration federal disaster loan is quickly approaching. Small businesses affected by 2023 spring storm that took place on April 28th can apply for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan of up to $2 million. While this includes small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses involved in aquaculture, and most private nonprofits. For those looking to apply, visit sba.gov/disaster or call their customer service center at 800-659-2955.
As the Rio Grande Valley experienced severe weather in January, the City of McAllen and the McAllen Public Utility were busy keeping the city operating. According to the City of McAllen Emergency Operations Center, management and staff were monitoring National Weather Service reports and forecasts and coordinating with county, state, and federal officials about the potential impacts. The City of McAllen kept the 311 call center open late to provide city services to residents in need and also opened up warming shelters throughout the days at the McAllen Library branches. Las Palmas Community Center served as an overnight shelter along with the Salvation Army. Both were open and ready to assist anyone needing relief from the cold.
The McAllen Fire Department made a few interesting rescues that not only saved lives, but also stole hearts. McAllen firefighters assisted Edinburgh Fire Department in rescuing a dog that was trapped in an irrigation pit. Firefighters were able to save the pup from its 15-foot fall and return him to his owner. Firefighters also saved this orange and black cat while responding to a fire at an apartment complex. The City of McAllen and the McAllen Fire Department made a generous donation to Dr. Gonzalez Nuevo Leon, Mexico, by giving them their very first fire truck. Here's that story. The McAllen Fire Department showed off the donated red and white surplus pumper fire truck to Mexican City officials and firefighters. McAllen fire officials demonstrated the truck's flashing lights, horn, and even fire hose functions to use in the event a fire occurs.
What you see here behind me, it's a fire truck, a pumper, as we call it, that has been serving the City of McAllen for a couple of decades now, but it's a good functioning truck.
The soon-to-be new driver of the truck was able to get hands-on with the new equipment that'll soon be used to fight fires and possibly save lives in the rural city of Dr. Gonzalez, which is a suburb of McAllen's sister city of Monterrey.
We're going to be very happy and very proud to use this fire truck in our city.
The mayor of Dr. Gonzalez, Mayra Montemayor, says this will be the first fire truck belonging to the sister city, a free gift to bring big change.
We're going to use this, obviously, for emergencies. We have a small industrial park in our city, and they usually have emergencies. So now we're going to use this apparatus and also when we have grass fires.
Something the Dr. Gonzalez Mayor Montemayor says happens easily in the agricultural and high temperature climate.
Mexico and the U.S., we may be divided by a river, but we are always united by our culture. We're united by history. We're united by many different things. And both our communities are interdependent, whether if it is tourism, whether if it is commerce, whether if it is our own families living across the border.
Now, Rio Grande Valley residents with family in Nuevo León can rest a little easier knowing the partnership with the City of McAllen and Mexico is creating a safer environment for places that may not have as many resources.
We do understand that resources are harder to obtain, especially the further south that you go, or lending that hand and giving that opportunity to pass over equipment that is fully functioning, it's a good opportunity.
A good opportunity that'll help veteran firefighters like Alan Arias to do their job to the best of their ability.
La fraternidad es muy importante.
The brotherhood helps because we can share with other cities. Even though we live on a rural area, we can also help the City of McAllen.
A red badge and a mutual understanding, even across borders.
I really want to thank everyone, not just for me, but the whole Dr. Gonzalez.
From the City of McAllen, Crystal Garcia.
The McAllen City Manager is elected Texas City Managers Association Regional President. The Texas City Managers Association has elected Roel Roy Rodriguez as the TCMA Region 10 President for a two-year term. As President, he will oversee Region 10 by chairing meetings, tasking committees with assignments, gathering reports, and attending TCMA meetings.
It's a humbling experience. I think they really wanted me to do it because of my experience here in the Valley. And so hopefully I can touch some lives and some future city managers here in the Rio Grande Valley.
Rodriguez will serve a two-year term. Region 10 consists of the following South Texas counties: Brooks, Cameron, Hidalgo, Jim Hogg, Kennedy, Starr, Willacy, and Zapata.
The City of McAllen's new Parks and Recreation Building was officially inaugurated with a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
One, two, and three!
Cut! Woo!
A large crowd came out to see the historic moment where McAllen City officials announced that the almost six-year project was finally complete.
They really do a lot for the city. There's over 300 employees that work very hard to make sure that the city continues to function.
The old facility, as mentioned in the press conference, was getting a little tight, with future expansion and future growth of our employees. We definitely needed a bigger space to operate.
The City of McAllen hosted the 11th annual McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run with more than 1,900 participants. The event is a Boston Marathon qualifier. Here's a story.
With temperatures averaging into the low 40s in mid-January, the McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run is a runner's paradise. Christian Martinez from Mission won the McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run with a personal best time of 2 hours, 48 minutes, and 24 seconds.
It's a fast, flat course, so it's good for PRs. I've been training with my coach, Maria Castro, for about like 6 months, and our goal was to do a sub 250, and we did it.
Martinez led the pack of about 200 full marathoners who started the 26.2-mile journey across the city of McAllen.
I didn't think I was going to be first, but I knew I was going to get a sub-250. I just didn't know how good of a time.
1,900 runners participated in the full marathon, half marathon, and the relay marathon. The McAllen Marathon Committee made improvements to the course. Martinez says the improvements really helped him reach his goal to qualify for the Boston Marathon.
I like the new route, which is two loops. It helps you gauge where you're at, especially at the halfway point. And yeah, the weather was perfect.
For 11 years, Steve Lee has called McAllen home, but it took running the half marathon to see parts of McAllen for the first time.
We kind of got a taste of the city of McAllen. We got to see some of the neighborhoods. I thought it was nice that, you know, people in the community were able to come out and cheer us on. You know, we saw some of, like, you know, the old McAllen, as well as some of the new and a little bit of the downtown, and it was a nice representation of the city, I thought.
Organizers also added more to entertain the crowds and runners.
There's now a VIP area for our VIPs, and also anybody running the full marathon is going to be allowed into that area. It's going to be warmer. We'll have food and stuff, and then we'll have the after party there in the Oval Park, which will be a good time.
Hundreds of McAllen Independent School District students from kinder to eighth grade are also part of the marathon event, as they run the final mile of the kids' marathon on the same day. The students kicked off the marathon in September and ran their miles throughout the fall at school and at home. City Commissioner Mayor Pro Tem Omar Quintanilla, who ran the half marathon, says the McAllen Marathon was successful because of the sponsors, volunteers, and spectators.
This event is put on by a committee of individuals, people from the city that love to run, right, and like this event. We want to thank the sponsors, you know, for contributing to this event. We want to thank the people that helped to put this event on.
This takes much help, a lot of community support, our sponsors, and then, you know, community always coming out and supporting this. All these people, you know, active runners. And, you know, the 5K sold out, the 10K almost sold out. We got 200 marathoners running today and all those relay teams.
With the 2024 McAllen Marathon in the books, organizers say they have already started planning next year's event and are hoping even more runners join them in mid-January 2025 for a cool and fast McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.
It's time to get healthy, McAllen. Residents enjoy two free Pilates sessions at McAllen's Archer Park. The 30-minute session included low-impact movements, stretches, and a cool-down. Pilates instructor Mindy Canamela says the fun and simple exercise does a lot to keep people active and healthy.
Anything that helps your health is good for the community. You know, we work for a hospital system, and we see a lot of the health issues that people have, and so many health issues are related to fitness. We can help contribute to, you know, reducing medications and, you know, just the whole valley being fitter just by moving a little bit more.
To take part in the challenge, download the It's Time Texas Community Challenge app and post all healthy activities and eating habits.
That's going to do it for us here. Thank you so much for watching the McAllen News Update. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.
And I'm Crystal Garcia. We'll see you next time, but first, take a quick look at the McAllen's International Car Fest held at the McAllen Convention Center.